Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavani Pastyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Trinad Pisuni Chena Tarad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Iva Kivalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyata. So this is part 4 of our Dhruva Katha, Narada Muni's instructions to Dhruva on devotional service. Narada Muni continued. Now yesterday Narada gave Dhruva some instructions. Now he's got more instructions. O son of the king, now I shall speak unto you the mantra which is to be chanted with this process of meditation. One who carefully chants this mantra for 7 nights can see the perfect human beings flying in the sky. So this is the mantra that Narada gave Dhruva. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bolo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narada said, this is the 12-syllable mantra for worshiping Lord Krishna. See, there are different mantras with different numbers of syllables. The Hare Krishna mantra has 32, but this mantra has 12. There are 16, 18-syllable mantras. I don't think the number has any specific significance, just that there are different Krishna mantras with different syllables. There's no rhyme or reason why it's this or this. One should install the physical forms of the Lord, and with chanting of the mantra, one should offer flowers and fruits and other varieties of foodstuffs, exactly according to the rules and regulations prescribed by authorities. So, remember yesterday I was telling you should offer everything to Krishna. Flowers, fruits, varieties of food you can offer to Krishna. But this should be done in consideration of place, time, and attendant conveniences and inconveniences. After all, where is Dhruva right now? Yes, he's in the forest. So he can't go to Loy Bazaar, or he's got to get whatever is easily available. So that's what's so good about the Bhakti Marg. It is very, very user-friendly, and it's very adjustable. It's not so rigid. One should worship the Lord by offering pure water, pure flower garlands, fruits, flowers, and vegetables, which are available in the forest, or by collecting newly grown grasses, small buds of flowers, or even the skins of trees, and if possible, by offering tulsi leaves, which are very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a nice story where we learn how exalted is Tulsi. And actually it is stated that if you try to offer something to Krishna without Tulsi, you won't eat it. But it has Tulsi, he'll wonderfully accept that food. And even if all you can offer Krishna is water, say you're so poor that all you can offer Krishna is water, if it has that Tulsi leaf, he is totally satisfied. That's how special is Tulsi. So you may you be all successful in growing Tulsi. Because if you can offer Krishna Tulsi, he becomes so pleased with you. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Go ahead with your question. Yes. Yes. Because you're allowed to make it as simple or as complicated as you like. That's up to you.
What is your
simple? For me, for you, K-I-S-S. Keep it simply simple. For now. As we progress, we can go higher. There's no limit. I have students, their home is exactly the same standard as the temple. Yes, I do a program every year in somebody's house. You go into their altar, they have a whole room, and you will swear it's as good as any ISKCON temple. Their standard is so high. But there's a word, niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means don't concoct and don't try to do too much that you can't do. You're just starting out. You keep it nice, simple, but steady. Little by little, I will bring you to higher level.
Today I'm feeling very good because I couldn't do a single japa.
All right. Tomorrow you make up.
Okay.
All right? That's all right. That's understandable. Tomorrow you do more. Okay? Did you do today? That's all I care. Good. You don't worry. Okay? Be happy. That's my instruction. Oh, Sammohini has just come. Let's all say Hari Bol to Sammohini. Yes. All right. Okay, can we continue? All right. It is possible to worship a form of the Lord made of physical elements such as earth, water, pulp, wood, and metal. In the forest, one can make a form with no more than earth and water and worship him according to the above principles. A devotee who has full control over his or herself should be very sober and peaceful, and must be satisfied simply with eating whatever fruits and vegetables are available in the forest, or in my case, whatever the host provides. My dear Dhruva, besides worshiping the deity and chanting the mantra three times a day, you should meditate upon the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different incarnations, as exhibited by his supreme will and personal potencies. One should follow in the footsteps of previous devotees regarding how to worship the Supreme Lord with the prescribed paraphernalia, or one should offer worship within the heart by reciting the mantra to the Personality of Godhead, who is non-different from the mantra. That is very significant. The mantra is exactly equal to God himself. When you fully can realize that, your chanting is perfect. To actually understand that these syllables, Hare Krishna, or when what the one that Dhruva's doing, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That those syllables are non-different than God Himself. When you actually perceive that, your chanting is perfect. Until then, keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anyone who thus engages in the devotional service of the Lord seriously and sincerely with his body, mind, and words, and who is fixed in the activities of the prescribed devotional methods, is blessed by the Lord according to one's desire. If a devotee desires religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation from this material world, he or she is awarded these results. If one is very serious about liberation, one must stick to the process of transcendental loving service, engaging 24 hours a day in this highest stage of ecstasy, and one must certainly be aloof from all activities of sense gratification. So that concludes Narada Muni's instructions to his disciple Dhruva Maharaj. So he has given him how to worship the deity, he has given him mantra, and last night he also described how the form of the Lord is and how he should meditate. So the spiritual master will give the disciple everything required for complete perfection. All the disciple has to do is follow the instructions as they are. Is everything okay? All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we're up to 19 devotees online. So let's say Hari Bol. All right, let's go. We got a lot to cover tonight. Are you liking it? I'm liking it too much. Part number 5. Narada consoles the grieving father king. When Dhruva was thus advised by the great sage Narada, Dhruva circumambulated his spiritual master and offered Narada respectful obeisances. Then Dhruva started for Madhuvan, which is always imprinted with the lotus footprints of Lord Krishna, and which is therefore especially auspicious. When Akrura was sent by Kamsa to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, when Akrura entered Vrindavan, he looked in the ground and saw Krishna's footprints. Akrura got down from his chariots and rolled in the dust of those footprints. He was in such ecstasy. Because Krishna's feet, they have special markings. And by those markings, you know who is God. So if anybody ever says he's God, to me, I will say, let me see your feet. If those markings aren't there, then I know, you're not God. Because God has those markings on the bottom of his feet. Some as the elephant gold, the lotus flower, different symbols. Kanchal, yes. And so they're visible. And when Krishna would walk the earth, the dust would pick up those impressions. And Akura saw it, and he became ecstatic, and he rolled. The first time I went to Vrindavan in 1975, I took a rickshaw. And when I got to Vrindavan, I told him, stop. I got off the rickshaw, and I rolled in the dust, because I had read that pastime. And I said, when I get to Vrindavan, I'm going to do that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We're getting more. We have 19. All right. Then Dhruva started for Madhuvan. After this, the great sage Narada thought it wise to go to the king to see how he was faring within the palace. The king received Narada properly, offering him due obeisances. After being seated comfortably, Narada began to speak. Just like you have seated me comfortably, that's why I'm speaking. My dear king, your face appears to be withering up, and you look like you have been thinking of something for a very long time. Why is that? The king replied, "Oh, Narada, I'm very much addicted to my wife, and I am so fallen that I have abandoned all merciful behavior, even to my son, who is only 5 years old. I have banished him and his mother, even though he is a great soul and a great devotee. The face of my son was just like a lotus flower. I am thinking of his precarious condition. He is unprotected, and he might be very hungry. He might have lain down somewhere in the forest, and maybe wolves might have attacked him to eat his body." Can you imagine your daughter, right, being in the forest all by yourself? Minnie, you would be in so much anxiety. So Dhruva's only 5. His father is freaking out. "Alas, just see how I was conquered by my wife. Just imagine my cruelty. Out of love and affection, the boy was simply trying to get up on my lap, but I did not receive him, nor did I even pat him for a moment. Just imagine how hard-hearted I am." So this is good. The king, Dhruva's father, has recognized his mistake. So that's very instructive. That when we make a mistake, the first thing is to recognize it and own it. Yes, I have made a mistake. That's the beginning. The great sage Narada replied, "My dear king, please do not be aggrieved about your son. He is well protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although you have no actual information of his influence, his reputation is already spread all over the world. My dear king, your son is very competent. He will perform activities which would be impossible even for great kings and sages. Very soon he will complete his task and come back home. You should know that Dhruva will also spread your reputation all over the world." That's what a very good son does. An exemplary son makes his family more and more reputable. Shall we go to part number 6? All in favor say Hari Bol. Jai. The great sage Maitreya said, "King Uttanapad, after being advised by Narada Muni, practically gave up all duties in relation with his kingdom, which was very vast and wide, opulent like the goddess of fortune, and he simply began to think of his son, Dhruv. Elsewhere, Dhruva Maharaj, having arrived at Madhuvan, took his bath in the river Yamuna and observed fasting in the night with great care and attention. After that, as advised by the great sage Narada, he engaged himself in worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Now listen, this is really amazing. "For the first month, Dhruva ate only fruits and berries every third day, only to keep his body and soul together. And in this way, he progressed in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Wow. Fruits and berries every third day. That's pretty good. He's just getting started. "In the second month, Dhruva ate only every 6 days. And for his eatables, he took dry grass and leaves. Thus he continued his worship. Nobody can imitate this. In the third month, he drank water. That's it. But every 9 days. Thus he remained completely entranced and worshiped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose name is Uttamashloka. Everybody say. Which means God is that person who is worshipped by very select Sanskrit verses. Uttamashloka. Everybody say. Very good. In the fourth month, Dhruva Maharaj became a complete master of the breathing exercise, and thus he inhaled air only every 12th day. Unbelievable. He's holding his breath for 12 days. In this way, he became completely fixed in his position and worshiped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I can barely hold my breath for 12 seconds. He's holding it for 12 days. This is incredible. And he's only 5 years old. By the fifth month, Maharaj Dhruva had controlled his breathing so perfectly that he was able to stand only on one leg, just as a column stands, without motion, and concentrate his mind fully on the Parabrahman, Lord Krishna. He completely controlled his senses and their objects, and in this way he fixed his mind without diversion to anything else upon the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Dhruva thus captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the refuge of the total material creation, and who is the master of all living entities, the three worlds began to tremble. So by his austerities, the whole universe is becoming disturbed. As Dhruva kept himself steadily standing on how many legs? One leg. The pressure of his big toe pushed the earth down half, just as an elephant being carried on a boat rocks the boat left and right with his every step. He has become super powerful. When Dhruva became practically one in heaviness with Lord Vishnu, due to his fully concentrating and closing all the holes of his body, the total universal breathing became choked up, and all the great demigods and all the planetary systems felt suffocated, and thus they took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods prayed to him, and Lord Vishnu replied, "I shall stop this boy in his severe acts of austerity, and you will be saved from this situation." This is what you call real shakti, real power. This is unbelievable. Everybody chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, please. Very good. Part 7. Are you ready? It's only going to get better. The great sage Maitreya told Vidura, when the demigods were thus reassured by the personality of Godhead, they were freed from all fears. And after offering their obeisances, they returned to their heavenly planets. Then the Lord, who is non-different from the Sahasrashirsha incarnation, got on the back of Garuda. Garuda has the wings of an eagle and the head of a man. And he carries Lord Vishnu and sometimes Krishna. Just like you drive that van, right? Right? I drive mine. So when Krishna wants to go somewhere, he has Garuda. Lord Shiva, what does he ride on? Bull. Nandi. His wife, Durga, she rides on tiger, lion, right? Kartikeya rides on a peacock. Ganesh rides on a mouse, rat. So different. Lord Brahma rides on a swan. But Krishna rides on the back of Garuda. And you know what? Garuda is non-vegetarian. Isn't that amazing? He is allowed to eat snakes. He's permitted by Krishna to eat snakes. Huh? That's Krishna's benediction. Take it up with Krishna.
Even the peacock can always kill snakes.
That's true.
That's their nature.
Yes. So Garuda, he's allowed to be non-veg. But we should stay veg. We're not Garuda. Okay? All right. Yeah, you don't want to eat snakes. All right. Then the Lord, who is non-different from the Sahasrasirsa incarnation, got on the back of Garuda, who carried him to the Madhuvan forest to see his servant Dhruva. The form of the Lord, which was brilliant like lightning, and in which Dhruva Maharaj, in his mature yogic process, was fully absorbed in meditation, all of a sudden disappeared. Thus Dhruva was perturbed, and his meditation broke. So he had been meditating, right, for 6 months, nonstop. Now all of a sudden, gone. But as soon as he opened his eyes, because when you do meditation, you keep your eyes half open. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says that when you do meditation, you stare with half open eyes on the tip of your nose. So when the meditation broke, he opened his eyes. But as soon as he opened his eyes, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally present, just as he had been seeing the Lord in his heart. So he had been seeing, now the Lord was present before him personally. When Dhruva saw his Lord just in front of him, he was greatly agitated and offered him obeisances and respect. He fell flat before him like a rod and became absorbed in love of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj, in ecstasy, looked upon the Lord as if he were drinking the Lord with his eyes, kissing the lotus feet of the Lord with his mouth, and embracing the Lord with his arms. Although Dhruva was only a small boy, he wanted to offer prayers in suitable language, but because he was inexperienced, he could not adjust himself immediately. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, could understand Dhruva's awkward position. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord touched his conchal to the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj, who stood before him with folded hands. At that time, Dhruva became perfectly aware of the Vedic conclusion and thus understood the absolute truth. And he understood the absolute truth's relationship with all living entities. In accordance with the line of devotional service to the Supreme Lord, whose fame is widespread, Dhruva offered his deliberate and conclusive prayers. Now we go to part number 8. God benedicts Dhruva. Because if God comes, he's coming to give a benediction. That's why the Lord comes. So after 6 months, Dhruva has achieved perfection. 6 months. It's amazing. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, when Dhruva, who had good intention in his heart, finished his prayer, the Supreme Lord, who is very kind to his devotees and servants, congratulated him, speaking as follows. So can you imagine God coming and congratulating you? That's perfection. That God himself comes and says, Minnie, you've done a great job. That would be the perfection of your life. The personality of God had said, my dear Dhruva, son of the king, you have executed pious vows, and I also know the desire within your heart. How does Krishna know everyone's desire? How does Krishna know? He knows because he's in everyone's heart. Although your desire is very ambitious and very difficult to fulfill, I shall favor you with its fulfillment. All good fortune unto you. My dear Dhruva, I shall award you the glowing planet known as the Pole Star, which will continue to exist even after the dissolution at the end of the millennium. No one has ever ruled this planet, which is surrounded by all the solar system's planets and stars. All the luminaries in the sky circumambulate this planet, just as bulls tread around a central pole for the purpose of crushing grains. Keeping the pole star to their right, all the stars inhabited by the great sages like Dharma, Agni, Kashyapa, and Shukra circumambulate this planet, which continues to exist even at the dissolution of all others. After your father goes to the forest and awards you the rule of his kingdom, you will rule continuously the entire world for 36,000 years. And all your senses will continue to be as strong as they are now. You will never become old. Wow. We're all getting old. You're young. So your senses are fresh. But as you get older, your senses become weaker and less potent. Dhruva is going to rule the earth for 36,000 years, and his senses will be as strong as they are when he's 5 years old. Sometime in the future, your brother Uttama will go hunting in the forest, and while absorbed in hunting, he will be killed, because God can see past, present, and future. So Krishna is telling Dhruva, this is what's going to happen in the next 36,000 years. Your stepmother Suruchi, being maddened upon the death of her son, will go to search him out in the forest, and she will be devoured by a forest fire. Now, I don't know if that's karma, but I don't read into it. But that's what's going to happen. The Lord said, I am the heart of all sacrifices. You will be able to perform many great sacrifices and also give great charities. In this way, you will be able to enjoy the blessings of material happiness in this life. And at the time of your death, you will be able to remember me. Now that is the best benediction of all. Because according to the Bhagavad Gita, whatever you're thinking of at the time of death determines your next birth. So Krishna here is saying, at the time of your death, you will be able to remember me. That means Dhruva is getting full liberation. My dear Dhruva, after your material life in this body, you will go to my planet, which is always offered obeisances by the residents of all other planetary systems. It is situated above the planets of the seven rishis. And having gone there, you will never have to come back again to this material world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So, I have a question for Minnie. Do you want me? I'm giving you a choice. We can continue this Dhruva Katha tomorrow. Finish it up and tomorrow do a Krishna Katha. What would you like? Finish it. All right. So, I will now, I'm not going to read, but I'll do it from memory. So first, let me take shelter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody chant, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, right after this, Krishna has blessed Dhruva. The Lord disappears. That's usually what happens. After the Lord blesses, he disappears. When the Lord disappeared, how do you think Dhruva felt? What do you think? You'd be nervous? How would you feel? If you were Dhruva, after hearing all of this, how would you feel? You would be sad he left. Not bad. How would you feel? Because?
Because of all that, you know, the conversation and his appearance will lead me, you know, for more, seeking for more.
So, you're right. After the Lord left, Dhruva actually condemned himself. Because he got everything he wanted. If you remember, what did he want? He wanted a kingdom better than anybody else's. Now he's got it. He has his own planet. And that planet, in other words, he's going to rule the earth for 36,000 years with fresh, unsullied senses. They'll never deteriorate. And then, not only that, after 36,000 years, he goes to his own planet within the universe, which is a spiritual planet. And even when the universe is destroyed, that planet will remain. So he has hit the jackpot. So the question is, why is Dhruva unhappy? And you said it. Dhruva condemned himself saying, I am such a fool. I worship the Lord. And what did I get? Some kingdom? I should have worshipped the Lord for the Lord. I should have worshipped him out of pure love. And Dhruva, he gave an example. He said, my wanting a kingdom is just like broken pieces of glass. The Lord is like a great diamond. A diamond and glass, if you don't know, can look the same. You can get cheated if you don't know. So Dhruva was thinking, my wanting a kingdom is like broken pieces of glass, and the Lord is like a transcendental diamond, Divya Ratna, transcendental gem. So the Lord left. Dhruva then returns to his father's palace. And his father, when he sees Dhruva, is in ecstasy and he's crying. And he finally puts Dhruva on his lap and he embraces Dhruva. It's like a victory. Dhruva has done it. And as the Lord predicted, his half-brother, step-brother, he went out and he was killed by a yaksha. The yakshas are associates of Lord Kuvera. Kuvera is the treasurer of the demigods. So the yakshas are his servants. And the yakshas have mystic powers. So it was the yakshas who killed Dhruva's brother. So when Dhruva found out that the yakshas killed his brother, Dhruva decided to declare war on the yakshas. And he started to kill the yakshas. And Dhruva had a very powerful bow. And he was slaying the yakshas. And as I said, the yakshas, they have mystic powers. And they can make it feel like there's an ocean coming to swallow you up. They can conjure up spells and demons and so many things. But because Dhruva is empowered, he's able to defeat all the yakshas. And he's about to wipe out the whole race of yakshas. So Dhruva's grandfather, Swayambhuva Manu, comes and tells Dhruva, Dhruva, this is too much. Because one yaksha killed your brother, you're now going to kill all the yakshas? This is not proper. And then Swayambhuva told Dhruva, you already self-realized. You already guaranteed liberation. This kind of what you're doing is not appropriate for someone like you. So because Swayambhuva Manu spoke like this, Dhruva stopped killing the yakshas. And then Kuvera came, because he's the leader of the yakshas, and he gave Dhruva a benediction. Kuvera was very pleased, because Dhruva could have done it. But Kuvera said, yes, Dhruva, thank you for not killing all the yakshas. I bless you that you will always remain a pure devotee of Krishna. Then, how long is Dhruva going to live? Do you remember? 36,000 years. So, whether it's 1 year, 100 years, or 36,000, the day comes. It's time to die. So, when it was time for Dhruva to come, Lord Vishnu sent a special airplane, a Vaikuntha airplane. And there were two associates who were on that airplane. And they told Dhruva, please come with us. Your planet is waiting. And just as Dhruva is about to get on the airplane, death personified comes. So what does Dhruva do? He steps on the head of death and boards the airplane. You know how when on an airplane you have those steps? So death came. Dhruva said, oh, thank you, death. Stepped on his head and went in the airplane. But when he got in the airplane, he asked the two attendants, what about my mother? And they said, look. And he looked back, and there in another airplane was his mother. This his real mother. She was also going with him to this spiritual planet. And then, after this, Narada Muni talks about the benefits of hearing this katha of Dhruva. And basically, what it says is anyone who hears this story of Dhruva, that person is blessed unlimitedly. So you have been here every night. You have heard the katha. So you have been blessed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Now, what is your favorite Krishna Leela? Do you have a favorite? Of all the Krishna Leela, what's your favorite? Rasa Leela. Whoa. All right, that's my favorite too. And I'm very expert. All right, tomorrow we will do Rasa Leela. Okay? You ask and you shall receive. Okay? So let's do some chanting. How does that sound? And we're up to 21 devotees online. Everybody say Hari Bol. All right. And you're going to, now, Sadhana, can you play? All right. And I have a special song for Ivana tomorrow. A special song. But not tonight. Come back tomorrow. Okay? All right. Let's do prayers to Lord Nisringa. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlad Halada Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Purabakshaha. Shila Tanka Nakalae. Ito Nrsingha Padato Nrsingha. Now what you should do is send me an email and I'll send you the words to this mantra so that you will learn it. Okay? Ito Nrsingha Padato Nrsingha. Yato yato yamitato nrsinga. Bahir nrsinga hridaye nrsinga. Nrsinghamadim sharanam prapaje. Nrsinghamadim sharanam prapaje. Namaste Narasinghaya. Chavakara kamalavarei nakam adbhuta sringam dalita hiranyakashipu tanubringam keshavadrita nadahadi rupa. Jaya Jagadishaha Re. Jaya Jagadishaha Re. Jaya Jagadishaha Re. Chavakara Kamalava Re. Nakam Adbhuta Shringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Chanubringam. Keshavadvita Nadahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadvita Nadahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadish Hare. Jaya Jagadish. Jaya Jagadish. Jaya Jagadish Hare. Jaya Jagadish. Jaya Jagadish. Jaya Jagadish Hare. And now this one is for sadhana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govindaram Shri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram, Sri Madhusudana, Gopala Govinda Ram, Sri Madhusudana, Gopala Govinda Ram, Sri Madhusudana, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha, Hari Haraye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless everyone here. Remove all the inauspiciousness in their lives, and may they, like Dhruva, achieve the full result of Krishna consciousness, and at the end of this life, go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There we do. Very good. Do.